Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of the Forward Life podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed the last two episodes. I did a little report thing for my Twitter, and it was funny because I quickly got a response saying, okay, if you truly do own this Twitter or this brand or this email, please leave a reply here. And it was like a Twitter support, like an automated thing. Like, okay, cool, easy. I can easily just get it like this. Cool. I gotta see how it works out, but hopefully I can get it by the weekend or you know, even a month. I'm cool with, you know, taking a month to do this. Also, I went on to Instagram and I did that, and I went through Instagram and I was like, okay, how do I do this on Instagram? It's the same thing. But then I kind of found myself going into the vortex, as they call it in the FGC, the vortex of like going through people's posts and just like looking at all the shit people are doing and feeling like, what the fuck am I doing? Trying to get my Twitter account to be this when these guys are out in Jamaica, Cuba, you name it, you know, enjoying the sunlight. And I'm thinking, man, you know what? Fuck it. This is more important to me. Okay, so where do we start? Okay, let's do the creator camp last, and we'll do some topics to begin with. Guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast, and thank you so much for spending your time with me. If you have any questions, be sure to at me. For right now, as of episode 3, as of July 26th, you can at me at Forward Life, but the first O is a 0. In the future, I want it to be Forward Life, spelled properly and naturally. So again, please go ahead and use that. And you can, talk to me anywhere else that you see fit. Come check out my channel, twitch.tv/forwardlife. And here is where you would insert your ads, sponsors, if anyone ever listens. That's for you to have. That little space right there is where you would insert it and add like 5 minutes to the stream. Anyways, okay. So the first topic, again, coming from Reddit. I think I'm going to do Reddit stuff until we find more stuff on maybe Facebook or Twitter. But a lot of it's coming from Reddit because, a lot of these streamers go on Reddit to check out the stuff. And with the Creator Club coming in, it's kind of like a whole, little small echo chamber type of thing where everyone's just repeating the same shit every single day because everyone's asking the same shit every single day. But, you sip through some of the things and you kind of look at what people are saying and be like, okay, this is a topic that I haven't talked about. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about it here to kind of get it out of the way, so to speak. So the first topic that we have here is on Reddit. And again, you can find these things on yourself to find the whole post, but I'm just going to give you the title. Is it even possible to grow on Twitch? As a really small streamer, it feels near impossible to grow on such a huge platform, especially when I'm at the bottom of all the games I play. Is it more beneficial to stream on YouTube? I'm going to answer the second part first, and no, it's not beneficial. It's not even more beneficial if you started on Mixer. It's all like when you're kind of late to the party. When you're late to the party, you're not established and you weren't there for long enough to kind of feel the vibe of the party. So you can't really be like, oh, hey, welcome. And enjoy the stay because you're kind of like the leader of that party now. And you kind of can show people where everything is and show how the norm is for that party. So let's say that there's a party, but there's video games, you know, you can be like, oh, you want to play video games? Come check it out. Come, you know, come play video games. But when you're coming late, you don't have any say. You can only take what you are given, so to speak. And I think that analogy probably doesn't make any sense to you guys, but in my mind, it makes perfect sense. And essentially what I'm trying to say is that because you're late to the party, because you're late to Twitch, growing, it's already big. There are so many people that are already so established, and it's hard for you to get your foot in the door into the minds of people, into the minds of the audiences around you. And so I feel like a lot of the times that people are coming on to stream are like, okay, cool, today I'm going to have 10 viewers, and I'm going to be happy that I have 10 viewers. And they go, okay, cool. But they don't even have 10 followers. So they don't even understand the concept of numbers and having, you know, the 1%. And I don't know why I think of it as the 1%. Like if you have 100 followers, you should have 1% of that as a viewer, right? If you have a million followers, you should have 1% of the viewers of that, maybe even less. Maybe it was 0.01%, something like that. I forget the number on top of my head that what I use, but it's something along the lines of, you know, like the 1%. If you're close to the 1%, then you're fine in terms of quote unquote success. But is it better to go on? Is it more beneficial to start off on YouTube, to stream on YouTube? I would say no, but it is more beneficial for you to make content on YouTube that people can then go to your. They then can go to your Twitch and say, hey, I saw you on YouTube. And you're making really good content on YouTube, right? But that's the thing that's really difficult with people in the internet world is that, you know, they think it's like really quick and snappy and you can get it right away if you just put the time into it. But really what you have to do is make meaningful content that kind of, you know, encompasses all of your content that's made from all different platforms into one really good piece of content that can help advertise those platforms, if that makes any sense. So like you make highlight videos, you make a podcast that kind of encompasses what your Twitch is like, and you kind of encompass what your Twitter is like and how your Facebook is being ran as well. All of these different things work together in some way so that it's more of like how you brand yourself and how you are as a person that gets promoted than just your channel. It's not your channel being promoted. Oh, I have really good graphics. Oh, I have really good. Oh, I'm really good at the video game. It's more about how you are as a person that gets promoted in your YouTube channel. And that's just, you know, being as a YouTube video. The same thing goes for your Twitch or whatever it may be. You make content for that, but it feels near impossible because you're starting out, and I don't know how far into like the whole streaming game this person is in, and there's no like link to their channel. There's no like flare on Reddit to actually go check their channel, which I think everybody should have. Any way that you can promote yourself. Especially to promote yourself in a way that is like integrated, a way that is integrated into the platform that you're talking into, use it and make sure you use it well. Like people are using like Bleed Purple, the player.me, people are using like so many different things that are integrated into that platform. Use it. Use it, like for example, like in Facebook, if you go onto a Facebook group and you work and you go through the stuff of the channels, like you make a post, okay, it'll have your name, but if someone clicks on your profile and sees that you work for Twitch, as you work as a Twitch streamer for Forward Life, that people go, oh wow, he streams on Twitch for Forward Life, and they'll go and look at Forward Life and be like, wow, cool, he has a really good stream. That's integrated into Facebook. There's no crazy thing that I had to do. Like, you just put yourself that you're currently working there, and it just works, right? Use that. Twitter has the same thing where you can just put your link. Instagram has the same thing where you can just put your link. Use those things. It feels near impossible because I would imagine you're not doing those things, and I fear that a lot of the new streamers look at the numbers and go, you know, and they don't continue. Anyways, that's my take on it. Next point, should I quit streaming? So my friend and I recently started streaming. He has received Twitch affiliate and I haven't yet. And I'm currently working on reaching it. All I need is a few more followers and a bump in my average viewer count. And I'm always asking my friends to come watch and support me. And they decide not to watch me to help. They decide not to watch to help me out and continue to help my friend. And it's really demotivating me to stream. Should I quit or do I have bad friends? Okay. That's so... if that's the thing that makes them bad friends, then you need to reevaluate your entire life. What do you mean? How does that make them bad friends? It just means that you need to make better content for them to come watch you. What if they like to listen to only rap music, but you have a heavy metal, a genre that they don't want to listen to, blaring on your stream? How do you know that that's not the factor that's keeping them from watching your stream? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I don't know how the person, you know, how the person is, but I would imagine that there's some kind of character defect, like some kind of character flaw that you have that you need to work on in order for these friends to come and watch you. And I encourage everyone to go to their friends, to their nearest friends that they take their opinions really, really, really crucially and really... what's the word I'm looking for? Really, really seriously, that they take their criticism really seriously. Go to them and know that they will give you the straight answer and not bullshit you. Go to them and ask them, guys or girls, what is something that I do that I do really well? What is something that I do that I can do really well, and that is something that, you know, is a really good characteristic in me? What is something that is something that you think I'm the best at? And they'll tell you. And so double down on that thing. Don't try to, you know, be like, oh, okay, I'm good at that. I'm not gonna work on it. No, you find out what that thing is and you double down. You go to that thing and you try to find how you can make that thing even better. And even if you think that it's at a 10, don't forget that people can notch things up to 100. People have been doing that for so long. They've been going to what they have and bumping it further than just a 10. And so then the second part of this is to go to your friends and ask them, guys, what is really, really wrong with me? Like, what am I not good at? Like, what am I bad at? And they'll tell you. And I if they respect you enough, they'll tell you. I did this and I was really told, you know, what was the bad things about me. I can't remember what it was right now because I think I worked on it and I kind of fixed it. But, like, I know the one thing that they told me that was really good was that the way that I video edit things is really great. Though, you know, I'm really good at video editing things. I'm really good at explaining things. I'm very good at the con, like being able to give you concepts and you know, talk about things. So that's something that I found myself being able to really, really work on and make better. And, you know, here is the birth of a podcast of me just talking to myself and you know, putting it onto audio file so you guys can listen. You know, and I think that is a good way for me to show you that it works, right? But I think the really important thing about all this too is that I don't even remember the thing that I was not good at. And I think it's really important for me to go back and actually find out again. But definitely take notes of what you think or what the people think you're not good at, and then from there like work on it or kind of cut it out completely. If you're told that you get too emotional on stream and you get really upset and get really mad, then change it. But if you're told that you're not so good at playing this game, then that's something that's like, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's not that important. You know, if you're trying to be the best esports player in the world, then maybe. But it's not that important. It's not that crucial for you to have that be a focus of you trying to improve and trying to make better for your stream. It's all about whether it's good for your stream or not. And that's what's important. The game that you play, you know, all the different things is not really that important. I think what I was told was the music that I played on my stream. And I think since then, I've like cut it out or made it just like a single day where you come and request music. I think that's how it ended up. Like, I don't even play Overwatch anymore and have song requests on. I just have the in-game volume and me talking. So, the second part of this thing, and I'm gonna keep it really short, because this thing is so ridiculous for people to do. All these streamers, I don't know why these streamers are comparing themselves to Dr. Disrespect and, you know, Ninja. And I always mention avoiding the puddle and stuff like that. I don't understand how these people, you know, really compare themselves to such huge streamers that you know, have character or even are a character that use these gimmicks and these niches to become the big streamer that they are, right? It's so hard for me to look at somebody's stream and for them to say, oh, I'll never make it to partner because I'll never be as charismatic or as good looking or as funny or this other person, instead of going into themselves and be like, this is what I'm good at and what I like and how I am and notching it up to 10 and putting it further than 10. You know who you are, and you know what you can do, and you know the people that you admire, which is great, but you know what you can do as a person. The police are coming. You know what you can do as a person. You know what you can complete as a person. You're not going to compare yourself to someone that's not you, because that's not going to help you. That's not going to, like, sure, it's a goal. But what, the number is the goal, not the actual character, the person that you are? Like, please, guys. Like, please. I it's so sad. It's so sad, not in like the negative way, but, well, yeah. It's so sad, not in the like offensive kind of like, wow, that guy is so sad. It's so sad as in like it's disheartening, I guess you can say, that people compare themselves to others and get so sad about who they are not, and it leads to so much hardship for yourself, and it becomes so you kill yourself for these type of things, you know. I don't know. It sucks. I hate seeing that from people, and I hate seeing that, like, that rabbit hole come down and just people just quit after. And I guess it's a good segue to the next point. So next point here is starting to feel burnt out as a streamer. Hi everyone. I'm somewhat new to the video game streaming. I've been streaming before, way back in 2013 and 17, but my channel was never able to take off, so I stopped. I decided to try streaming again back in early June, and in my surprise, I've actually been able to get a bit of a following. I stream on both Twitch and YouTube through Restream, and I currently have 100 subscribers on YouTube and 100 followers on Twitch. What I did differently this time is using giveaways and all this. Okay. So the question here, I don't want to abandon my followers. Wait, he said it somewhere. Where is it? I have 5 to 6 regular followers who come to my stream every time I go online. However, I feel that I am starting to become a bit burnt out, and I am considering to stop streaming altogether. I'm flattered that there are people who want to watch me, but I can't help but feel a bit of guilt that I could be using this time to do something more useful, like studying a foreign language or something, rather than playing video games. What? See, this is my God. It angers me so much. I normally stream from about 8:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. And this is just like an advertisement for his own stream. I usually gain about 1 follower or subscriber per day. It's starting out as a streamer. The hardest part about streaming: do streamers tend to grow a bit faster after they hit a certain follower? No, it doesn't matter. Okay. Why? Okay. So let's answer things from point to point. I started my stream back in 2013. I think it was the same time that Twitch started. Maybe 2012 is when it started. I can't remember the top of my head. He stopped 2013 and started. It started again in 2017, and then stopped, and then started again back in early June this year. So you've been streaming for not even a year, and you're complaining that you're not getting as much followers and subscribers. And you're not even complaining about the right thing. Like the thing that you brought up, that you have 5 or 6 regular followers or viewers coming to watch your stream at a time. That's amazing. I have almost 400 followers and I don't get that many regulars. On a good day, I might have 10 people come watch me. On a good day. And I only have maybe 3 people that are actually talking and we're conversing. I have one absolute regular. I have one absolute regular, 2, 3 if I'm playing the right game, and 4 if their time, if they allow, like if they're not, I wouldn't say allow, but if they can come and watch. So 4 people that I know that come and watch regularly. And of course, my friends that come in from time to time just to say things and leave and whatever it may be. But the concept is that you have way more regulars than I do. So what I hate is this part. But I can't help but feel a bit of guilt that I could be using this time to do something more useful, like studying a foreign language or something, rather than playing video games. I despise this comment. Absolutely despise this comment. You are not on Twitch to just play video games. And I want this to sink into every streamer that's listening right now and every viewer of Twitch, or and you know, any kind of viewer of content, right? You are not making content. You are not playing. You're not streaming onto the platforms that you're streaming just to play video games. you are not. Unless you are in a unless you're a person that does esports stuff and you need to be the best at that quote unquote sport, then you need to play the best you can play. But you are not coming onto Twitch just to play a video game. It's much more important than that. You're here to broadcast yourself. You are here to interact with streamers. You are here to provide an escape for your viewers. And there's so many people that are out there that don't understand that concept. Just go live and don't do anything else with their viewer base. Something that I may have talked about before on some other platform, and I'll repeat it here, but I don't like how some streamers, they get 10,000 followers and don't do anything with it. People that have 10,000 followers and stop streaming because they feel like they're not making enough. So many people that I know that have really, really popular streams, and people come to the stream like 20 viewers at a time and they just stop streaming. They just stop. They don't give any warning. They don't give any notification on Twitter or Instagram or whatever it may be. They say nothing. They go completely black out of the Twitchverse. And it sucks because, you know, like don't compare yourself to others, but it sucks because, you know, people like me are here trying to do this thing, you know, legitimately and trying to do it right, and they don't get to do that. If they did that, then they would ruin all their progress that they had from the past. All the progress all the growth that they've had, you know, the steam that pushes the boat type of thing, that pushes the boat through. Anyways, I feel like if anybody is looking to stream on Twitch or YouTube or Mixer, the video game that you're playing should be second. Should be absolutely second. And the beginning, the part that really needs to be emphasized is who you are. Who you are and how you're streaming. Maybe your stream quality is second and then you push the game down to third. But there's so many things, right? The business of you streaming is more important than what game you're playing. That's why I kind of don't want to be seen as an Overwatch streamer, even though I do play Overwatch. I kind of pushed myself away from Overwatch because I don't want it to be that, oh, people are coming to watch me for Overwatch, and then when I don't play it, they don't come and watch me, right? Anyways, that's something that it really is upsets me to hear that, you know, streamers don't consider themselves a business. They consider themselves gamers, and the business is second. You need to, this is a job. This is work. And you need to make it work in order for it to work. Okay. So in the last episode, I mentioned that Twitch was releasing their creator camp. And since then, well, this was yesterday, the recording I did was yesterday, but this is the day after. The thing I looked at is pretty good. There's a few things that I want to bring to attention that are kind of silly, but it's really good. The way that everything is organized, the people that they picked is really good. Though I feel like there should have been some people that were affiliates or people that were not, that are not partners, that could have been used as like a way of saying, okay, this is your perspective as an affiliate type of thing. And a lot of these people do have like really successful streams and are really cemented into the community. For example, Lobos. Lobos is a big one that comes up. he's been doing so much, and he deserves every bit of respect for his stuff. He's a person on here that you know can provide this type of commentary or tips, right? Jay Ghosty handles a lot of the stuff that Ninja does and works a lot with that business on their side, which is really great. But not to discredit this person, but for what I remember, Gassy Mexican really cemented his thing through, like, cemented his community through YouTube. So not that it you know ruins his credibility on this, but I feel like it kind of makes it harder for me to like listen to what he needs to do, what he's trying to provide as ideas and concepts, because he already cemented his community through another platform, which is kind of really silly for me to say, but there might be some kind of fair point in that. Again, I really enjoy Gassy Mexican. Super cool guy, super handsome, very funny. I just feel like that's something that should be talked about. So, again, there should be people that are affiliates kind of giving these points, right? So under this Twitch etiquette, and I'm so happy that they brought this Twitch etiquette thing here, because on my last episode I talked about Twitch etiquette and how it was kind of weird for me to think that, you know, there's Twitch etiquette that's not talked about in the terms of service, but people talk about it like it's chiseled in stone somewhere, and it's of a morality thing, something super subjective other than objective. Okay, and again, there's a lot of great points here. Don't network simply because you're supposed to. Do it to create a long-lasting, real relationship. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals and make friends. Perfect. Absolutely love it. A perfect don't. Don't create someone else's content. Create yours. Do something that shows who you are and do it as well as you can. Everyone has a unique view. Everyone has a unique self. That's what you can set you apart from the pack and the most important thing. Perfect. DM Brandon. I jokingly dropped my link into his Twitter thread, and he ostracized me. He got really mad at me, and I thought it was super funny. But I don't know if he hates me. I don't know if he even remembers who I am. But funny that he says that. It was just a funny moment that happened. But I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with this. Okay, this one. Don't self-promote. Like leaving another broadcaster stream and saying, going to stream myself. Good night. Why not? Why not? Why is that so bad? Why is that so bad? Listen. And I said this before, maybe I've said it on my stream, but I'm certain that I said this before. How is it that I can say, okay, sorry, I gotta go to work, but I can't say, okay, sorry, I gotta go stream? What's the difference? What if my work is my stream? What if I say I gotta go to work, and then the streamer asks me, oh, what do you do? And then now I have to answer, oh, sorry, I can't tell you because I am not allowed to because of some silly Twitch etiquette mumbo jumbo that people have created. I don't even know where it originated from, but now I can't say that. I had to say, oh, it's a secret. And now the whole world thinks I'm some sex slave for some Armenian long-bearded, gormless character that's out there in the world. And I have no way of telling people that I stream. So promote me then, Twitch, right? Promote me and do something better for me. Besides the point, I think that saying, going to go stream myself, good night, I think that is perfectly fine. I think that is perfectly fine. If the streamer that this happens to goes and becomes very emotional and defensive of the whole situation, that becomes something that they created. If people from your stream end up going to the other person's stream and watching the other person's stream instead of yours because of what that person said, saying, I'm going to go stream myself goodnight, then whose fault is it really that your viewers left you? Is it the person that went to go stream, or is it yours? How is it possible that you have a community of people that watch you and follow your every foot, that follow your every footstep, manages to actually leave your stream to go follow someone else or to go watch someone else? You have to make content that is retaining everyone's attention so that you can keep them for as long as possible, especially if you want to do something like in terms of partnership. And it's crazy because I know a lot of partners that have partner friends that will say, oh, hey, you know, blah, 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 with the partner's verified logo. How's it going? And the person will be like, oh, I'm, you know, just here chilling, streaming, about to go stream, just going to hang out here for a little bit. Oh, cool. Hey, guys, everyone, go check out his stream. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? You go to Simple Flips and you have Foxen going in on the chat, having the subscriber badge or the partner badge, and you know those two work together really well, and they do a lot of things together really well. So you're telling me that because I'm watching Simple Flips, I can't go and watch Foxen because I know they're streaming together? That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to have them both open at the same time just to give them the both support and give them the views that they deserve. Why can't that happen with another streamer that you go and you kind of talk to and you make friends with, and it becomes so glorious because you're supporting each other? This is a topic that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I've had so many conversations with people on Facebook and on all these platforms that, sure, they have their reasons, and sure, I have mine, but I'm so jet set to think that mine is the right way. And I might not be the right way. I might not be the right or the correct mentality to have. But I so believe that it's something that should change. It shouldn't be in the lexicon of the Twitch etiquette, quote unquote. Like, I understand link dropping, like, don't link drop. I understand, like, going to a stream and just saying, hey guys, come watch my stream, you know, I'm gonna do this, and just dropping your link, that, sure. But even then, like, that person came by, nobody knows who they are. Some people go and check them out, and they find that their content is garbage, is so crap, and they're expecting people to come and watch them for an hour or however long they're going to stream. No one's going to do that. And you know no one's going to do that. But sure, to keep the moderation in your chat to be so that it's not all just link spams is a good reason, but I feel like you can moderate that without it being a terrible thing for you to go to someone else's stream and talk about yourself, bigging yourself up, making yourself prouder of what you're doing, and making friends with the streamer and saying, hey, sorry, listen, I love watching your stream. I gotta go and chase my own stream right now. Sorry. I'll come back next time. Subscribe. and they leave us, and you leave us subscribe to their channel for you know, supporting them. Donation. I don't know. It pains me. It pains me. And so the last part of this is the dues. There's so much on this creator camp that is really good. I heavily recommend to go and look at it. I'm gonna read through it maybe tonight or tomorrow. I gotta see how it looks on my phone because I've only seen it on a web browser and tablet. So I gotta check how it is on my phone. But the second part of this is dues. It's your channel, set the rules the way you want it. Perfect. Spend time in communities, channels, that you enjoy, inspire, and motivate you. This is something that I don't agree with, and that I for myself find it really hard to do, because I'm doing so many other things for other people in terms of making content for them. Like, I've been making transitions for people left and right. I can't see myself, and I can't find myself taking the time to make transitions for people for free, working on their thing, working on my thing, like working on my website, and then working on my own content, like my podcast that you're listening to right now, and then later on streaming, and then later on not being able to, how do you call it? Like be able to be on other people's communities and discords and stuff like this and talking to them in order for us to, you know, really engage in each other's work or really engage in their work and the community. I can't do all that. I'm not some machine, right? Even being on like the Facebook or Reddit Twitch communities is hard enough because a lot of the times you're there arguing with people about what's right instead of, like, you know, arguing with people what's objectively right, what is working, and, you know, doing things that, you know, like arguing subjective things is something that I stopped doing. I'm not here to convince anybody, right? I'm not here to convince anybody, and I spent like 10 minutes arguing about self-promotion. Idiot. What an idiot I am. And do make connections with community. Look for other channels similar to your size and scope for people who you think you would get along with. Again, I can't see myself doing that. And it's hard enough for me to even find people my size, because Twitch is not allowing for that. It's not allowing for that, you know, algorithm to kick in, like content based on your viewing. Like, I don't want to see, like, I watch Dr. Lupo, and then the thing suggests me other streamers that stream, that also stream Fortnite. And now I'm looking through all these people, and they're all partnered. They're all partnered streamers. People that, the only time that people that are not partnered that show up in those feeds are people that I follow already. The algorithm is out of whack. Anyways, that is it for me. A whole total of 44 minutes. Jesus. This is a long one, but I hope you guys enjoyed the content that I'm providing you guys. If you guys have any questions, be sure to talk to me on my Twitter, go to my Instagram. I think you can just search Forward Life, not have it capitalized or anything, or just like not even have all these crazy numbers and stuff, and you'll find me. That's not a problem. You can check out Forward Media as well. That's a company that I'm trying to work on right now to try to make content for people to help them, you know, create things for themselves and kind of giving a hub on how to make like scene transitions and social media lower thirds and, you know, all these different things. I really do want to make something that will help streamers like myself, or even streamers that are not as intelligent or not as aware of what they can do with OBS or XSplit or whatever it may be that they're using. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you guys enjoy. This is the section of where you can insert your ads. If you're listening, sponsors, you can go ahead and put it here. Again, thank you so much, guys, for listening, and I hope you guys enjoy. Bye-bye.